SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Bonjour à tous. Aujourd'hui, on va parler de la vaccination contre le Covid-19 en entreprise. Il y a un certain nombre de secteurs d'activité où elle est obligatoire en Australie, mais pour les autres, où ça n'est pas le cas, ça reste une information importante pour les dirigeants sur leur personnel dans la mesure où la pandémie n'est pas encore terminée et cette information, elle peut leur permettre d'élaborer des plans pour reprendre le travail au bureau dans des conditions relativement sûres. Sauf qu'on parle évidemment d'informations relatives à la santé, qu'elles sont donc couvertes par le droit à la vie privée et elles doivent donc être manipulées avec la plus grande prudence. Pour essayer de concilier ces deux impératifs, il y a une entreprise australienne qui a lancé il y a quelques jours un logiciel destiné aux entreprises qui s'appelle Vax Central. Alors, qu'est-ce que c'est exactement ? Josh Cairns, le PDG d'Op Central, l'entreprise qui a créé ce produit, nous l'explique.
Vax Central is a purpose-built software platform which helps organizations to capture, manage and report upon the vaccination status of their staff. The way it does that is using a private form-based model. So users, organizations that want to use the system register, they then configure their form, they set up which data they want to capture and how they want to store that, who will have access to it within their organization to maintain strict privacy controls. And then all of their staff get an invitation where they can create a secure password to make sure that everything is behind the encryption of their user account. And then they simply submit a form each time they receive a vaccination or even schedule a vaccination. They simply submit a form and then the data is reportable by company admins.
En clair, il s'agit donc d'une base de données sécurisée à laquelle l'accès est limité à un nombre très restreint de personnes au sein de l'entreprise cliente de ce produit. Et ce produit a, semble-t-il, réussi à trouver son public puisque moins d'un mois après son lancement, plusieurs milliers d'entreprises en Australie l'utiliseraient déjà, d'après Josh Cairns.
We've got around about 6,500 businesses using the platform already in the last 2 weeks, which for us is quite a staggering take-up rate. That's a lot more than what we had expected. Fortunately, we have the capacity to deliver on that, so it hasn't put any strain on the business, obviously. But yeah, there's about 6,500 businesses using the system already.
Le succès est donc au rendez-vous, mais cet outil qui au final permet aux entreprises de collecter et de stocker des données sur la santé de leurs employés n'incite-t-il pas ces dernières à se mettre en infraction ? Josh Cairns assure que non. Il estime par ailleurs que les questions d'ordre juridique sur ce sujet relèvent de la responsabilité des entreprises qui utilisent son logiciel.
We always advise, and it's part of our registration, even part of the conversational discussions that we have, you know, to assist our clients, is that we do require them or request for them to seek their own legal advice in terms of what they use our software for. Now, if they choose to use our software to capture vaccination records, store them and report on them, then we have to assume that that's in line with the legal advice that they've independently sought. If they choose to use our software for anything else, again, that's in line with we sort of likened it to the vehicle analogy that if somebody buys a vehicle, they can then choose what they want to do with that vehicle. They can choose to obey the law and, you know, drive down the freeway at 90 kilometres an hour and do what they want to do. Or again, if they have their own circumstances. So I certainly don't believe in any situation that we've encountered, and certainly the knowledge that we have and any reason to reasonably expect that anyone's using it in a way that would contravene either the Privacy Act or any other Australian law. But again, we request that our clients seek their own legal advice on that because depending on different states, depending on different industries, depending on different statutes that could be in existence, we're a software company. We're so proud of the software we build. We build world-class software, but we are not a law firm, certainly not one that would be qualified to give advice on every industry and every situation that sometimes quite unique that each business would be encountering.
Mais pour compléter la réponse de Josh Kearns sur ce sujet, il reconnaît toutefois qu'il s'agit d'un sujet extrêmement sensible et qui peut même provoquer le malaise au sein des entreprises.
One of the challenging parts that organizations are facing is not just how do we get this data, how do we manage it, and how do we legally protect ourselves. It's almost culturally to sort of say, how do we even ask the question? Like, this is such private information. How do we even ask somebody to give us this information that we've never needed before and we don't particularly enjoy asking for or even sort of consuming or capturing this data? And that's a really important part of it as well. And I'm not sure that there's been a lot of coverage on that discussion, but I know that a lot of really, really good organizations that care so much about their people are kind of almost feeling like, man, we respect our people's privacy so much. We respect their rights to their privacy, but we really have to capture this stuff. How do we ask for this in a dignified way that's not going to compromise our company culture and have everyone thinking that we're spying on them? I know I'm giving the extreme examples, but that's one of the other things that we've worked really, really hard on, is helping businesses to actually ask that awkward, uncomfortable, sometimes seemingly inappropriate question. But, you know, I guess they need that data, so they've got to find a way to ask that somehow.
En tout cas, Vax Central ne compte pas s'arrêter à l'Australie. L'entreprise qui a développé ce logiciel compte d'ailleurs proposer ses services également à l'étranger d'ici peu.
We've got some plans in place to do that in the coming 14 days. The first of those two, the first two regions that we'll be expanding to with some partners that we have is Singapore and then North America.
Pour conclure, on va rappeler qu'au-delà du monde de l'entreprise, la campagne de vaccination contre le coronavirus est désormais très avancée en Australie. Plus de 80% de la population adulte est vaccinée en Nouvelle-Galles du Sud et dans le territoire de la capitale australienne. Par ailleurs, on vient de franchir le seuil de 70% des personnes de plus de 16 ans qui ont reçu les deux doses de vaccin au niveau national.